Hey, if you don't have enough money, for example, I know that's an issue for a lot of people. It was for a good deal of my life. If you don't have money, there's only one reason. You link more pain to having more money than to not having it. Now you say, okay, Tony, you've been okay up until now. Now you've gone over threshold. I don't buy that theory. Hey, I wouldn't have bought it either, but it's true. I got to tell you something. You're an intelligent person. You have the ability to produce results. You had enough personal power to make a phone call, put your money on the line, and now you're following through and listening to it. You're in that top 0.1%, literally. I mean, you aren't just somebody who's just hanging out. You're willing to do something about it. Even with all of that, your ability to follow through, if you don't have the money that you want in your life, it's not because you're not smart enough. It's not because you don't have the ability. It's not because there isn't money available. There's plenty of money in the world. If you don't have any, that's because there's something inside of you that you link pain to having it. And the reason I say that is I don't care who it is that I've interviewed or modeled or done a personal consultation with. If they have got a lack of abundance financially, it's because of two things. Number one, they absolutely in their gut, somewhere in their subconscious mind, they think money is going to mean pain. That if I have money, then what's going to happen is to get it, oh gosh, I'm going to have to put out all this effort and that'll be so painful. After all, I'm kind of comfortable where I am. Yeah, I'd like more money, but you know, I'm kind of feeling pretty good here. And I'm feeling pretty pleasurable here, but God, having money would take some pain, so they don't follow through. Or in order to have money, you've got to take advantage of other people. And that person has that belief. And you and I, we're not going to take advantage of people. In our gut, we wouldn't allow ourselves to do that. That would be ultimate pain for most of us. So we're not going to do that. Now, I know there's some people that don't link pain to taking advantage of people, but most people, I think, do in their heart. So you don't want to do that, so that's painful. Or they've got linked up, well, if you make money, then people are going to judge you. All of a sudden, you're going to be ostracized. Or maybe somewhere in your mind, you believe, oh, gosh, if I make that much money and I make it to the top financially, I'll be all alone. I'll be lonely at the top. Hey, that's a bunch of garbage. It is not lonely at the top. It's true the bottom is more crowded, but there's plenty of room at the top. And if you do things in a way that supports the people around you, you can take your friends with you financially. The point is that if you don't have the money, it's because you link pain to it. There's more pain. Imagine motivating your life as being a scale, if you would. And on one side is pain and the other is pleasure. And your brain is always weighing, if I take this action, what's it going to mean? More pleasure and less pain, or more pain and less pleasure? If you're not following through, it's because you've got that scale weighted in the opposite direction as it needs to be. And if you're going to change your behavior and use your personal power, then you've got to change what you associate pain and pleasure to. If you're sabotaging your success in any area of your life, it's exactly the same reason. You're having what I call approach avoidance. That is, you have a mixed set of associations about pain and pleasure. As I gave you the earlier example, in a relationship, I want to be in a relationship, it'll mean pleasure. But then you get into it and you start to notice some things and your brain says, oh, it might end, it might mean pain. And so you start to make relationships work and you sabotage them. You may do the same thing financially. I want money because money will mean for me maybe more freedom, or I could give to my friends, or I could buy my kids something, or I could travel the world, or I could learn something new, or I could hire this best coach in the world to do something for me. And yet at the same time, your brain's going, yeah, but then I'll get judged, or yeah, I'll have to give up all this stuff, or I'll have no time with my family and all this pain. And so you don't follow through and you begin to sabotage financially. If you're going to change that once and for all, forever, you've got to right now decide that you control the focus of your mind. And that if you're not following through, all you have to do is focus on what's the pain I'm going to have if I don't do this. Most of us focus on, well, what will be the pain if I take action? And we keep ourselves from using our personal power. Your focus has to be, what will be the pain if I don't do it? What will be the ultimate price if I don't follow through? What will it cost me emotionally, spiritually, physically, financially, in my life? What will happen to the juice and passion of my life if I don't follow through? If you start asking those questions, you'll be able to motivate yourself. And when we get into the goal setting workshop in this program, you're going to find that I'm going to show you not only how to set goals and find out why you're going for them, which most people don't know, which is why they don't follow through. They just set up a goal. I want to be rich. I want to be happy. I want a better job. I want a better relationship. We're going to get the reasons that'll drive you, but we're also going to have you really focus on, hey, what's going to be the cost if you don't do it? We're going to use this powerful force within us to create lifelong success. So I want you to remember this tape. I know I've said some of the same basic ideas over and over again. Repetition is the mother of skill. And I hope you listen to this again. I want you to hammer into yourself, if you will, anchor into yourself, that you're in control and that you have the ability to change your focus and therefore change your behavior instantly by learning to control pain and pleasure. and what you link them to.